We have references to the kingdom of God in the scripture readings today. And between them, the three of them, several themes come out, particularly the idea of mystery. There's mystery involved here. And secondly, the sense of universality or without bounds, or everybody's involved. And finally, that there will be a sense of finality to our lives here on earth. The mystery, it talks about how these things will grow. You keep saying we don't know how they grow, and yet they grow kind of almost overnight, or they increase and enlarge. I suspect a lot of you have plants around your home that you try to nurture very carefully. This year, I have a couple of different things going on. Is that I was given 5 4 o'clock seeds. 4 o'clock's a plant, and it's supposed to bloom, I think, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know if that's Eastern time or fast time or slow. We'll find out, because they haven't bloomed yet. But they have grown. Only 4 of the 5 made it, at least so far. And they're growing very, very healthily. And so I'm looking forward to the blooms when they may come, and we'll check the time. But it's, you know, that wonderful sense of mystery. I was told when I was given those seeds by Father Ray Brenner, who's a farm boy from St. Wendell area. And I said, well, how long is it going to take for these things to come out? And he said, oh, you'll see something in about a week. 6 days later, it started. And so they keep blooming. So we'll find out where it ends up. The second mystery that I just discovered this week is I've got 3 tomato plants. And they're beginning to grow. And so I have those cages to put around them. And on the one, in pushing to get it, it was tall enough to get inside the second rung. And in doing that, I broke it off. I had another pot over there on the side. It had nothing in it. And I said, I've got nothing to lose. And I just stuck that broken off tomato limb in the ground. And it's growing. So I don't know if it'll give forth tomatoes yet, but it is growing. It's obvious, you know. So this wonderful sense of God's mysterious ways of working with things. And what God was saying is that's what happens in life, that I'm with you in the same way. Things may look tough or difficult or what's going to happen, but God's there right around the corner, right with us. And I've often said that if things are difficult today and you're really in a difficult situation, don't give up. Tell me what happens a year from now and watch God at work. Can't promise everything, but there is that kind of mystery, and we don't want to hamstring God and God's ability to work in our world. The other thing it talked about there was that sense of universality. You know, they kind of spread seed all over the place, and everything grows up in its own time. And like the mustard seeds, the little seeds that grow up into be a nice large bush, and all the birds of the air can go under them. Or like the cedar trees that they're talked about being taken little plants off the top of the trees and planted, and they grow and they provide shelter for the animals of the world, the birds of the air. This element of not being shut off, certain ones being thrown out, but there is that open invitation that all are involved in this great process, the great wonderful life with God in our midst. And thirdly, that element that there will come an end in our lives, And we will have to give an account for what we do. It sounds perhaps fearful, or it sounds okay. It depends on where we are. So our Lord's saying, but that's going to happen. That'll be with us. So just make sure within living in the mysteries of life, living in the sense that all are invited, please be aware that our Lord is watching and will ask, how did we do? Surely we'll be able to say we did the best we could. Thank you, Lord.